Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our first coach of the week, and there were a lot of great candidates. Want to welcome in East Lansing head coach Bill Ferracco. Hello, Bill.
Good morning, Jack. How are you this morning?
Just fine. I'm just trying to keep my partner from jumping up and down in studio here. Tom, a little bit excited this morning.
Well, I'm happy for you, Coach. I thought your kids played tremendously. I know about all the preparation since December for this game, and I thought the balance that your offensive line provided this year, as opposed to last year when Tyler was kind of in a jailbreak situation and you had such tremendous balance with the passing and the running attack, that was a key win. That was a key element to the win last night.
I think I would agree because, you know, we were cautious about just how we would perform on the offensive front. And I think the two big keys were how they did, and we were pleased with that, with what we saw when we came back last night on film. And then I thought defensively, other than giving up a couple big plays, I think we played very well. And you know, once again, against a team like Hazlitt, they're going to get their, you know, they're going to break things, but the great thing about what we did defensively and talking with Adam Nolan, our coordinator, last night, was that we continued to play. You know, we got down, you know, they broke one, they started to press us a little bit, but we just continued to play hard, and that was something that was very, very critical to the game last night.
Bill, the last time I've seen Tom this happy was last September, the last time Michigan won a Big Ten football game.
But you're just mean-spirited this morning, Jack.
I just want to
get a little tired of it, okay?
I want to set the record straight on one thing, because the roster last night led people in the wrong direction on this, and you had some numbers reassigned. And the guy who scored two touchdowns for East Lansing was Kamani Hamilton Ray, and I don't think he got his due in the post game. So, congratulations.
And that's correct. We, you know, we did try to provide the press box with the updated listings. We just got some uniforms in, and we weren't suspecting that we were going to get them until maybe 2 weeks into the season. But so that's how that happened. But Kamani did a great job for us last night.
Hey, you know, Bill, when you talk about defensively, as a fan in the stands, one thing about watching Hazlitt is you get fooled by, as a fan. I mean, I can't imagine how some of your defenders at the first and second levels are able to follow on who's got the ball, because they carry out their fakes so well. I mean, how do you keep your kids disciplined in that situation?
Well, it's, you know, we tell them that they can't deny their read. And, you know, we go from an individual standpoint to a small group standpoint to a large group standpoint, and then from the perspective of team, but it still has to be the same. You're riveted on this read, and when this happens in this particular defense, this is where you are supposed to go. So, you know, it's stance, alignment, and then, you know, what's your responsibility? Then play your technique. And for the most part, you know, our kids did well. We broke down a couple times, and you know, you have to give Hazlitt credit for that also, because, you know, what they do well.
We're talking with Bill Ferracco, victorious coach, the East Lansing Trojans, 21-13 winners last night at Hazlitt. Bill, a couple of individuals I want to salute, and as Tom said, you could talk about a lot of players on the defense, but Tyler Tucker, 18 for 22. For 218 yards and a touchdown, and did he show senior poise? He's also a pretty good player on defense, and made a difference when he was out there trying to stop that Hazlitt running game.
We need him on the defensive side of the ball, maybe even more so than offensively, if you can imagine that. But from the offensive side, Tyler managed the game extremely well. Made a number of checks, I want to say probably 8 to 10, came off primary receivers and went to the secondary receiver a couple times. And, you know, just playing with a great understanding of what it is that we want to accomplish. And you know, he had some weapons that help him out a lot, but he makes plays. And as I said, he managed the game very, very well last night.
And a couple of individual efforts, Tom, we talked about this sitting up in the stands. There was an unbelievable leaping catch that kept the drive alive by F.A. Scott Amakpour, and that was the go-ahead drive. And then the touchdown run, breaking couple tackles, reversing his field. I think he ran about 70 yards on that play to score by Spencer Treadwell. Bill, that's exactly the way you taught him to run that play.
You know, I would be naive and a little less than honest if there's any teaching going on there, except maybe in the off season. And with Spencer, he's put on probably, I want to say maybe 12 pounds from last year. I think he played right around mid-170s, low 170s, and now he's in the upper 180s and very powerful and much more explosive than he was last year. And I think some of that has to do with playing running back for the second year. But that was a special play that he made. And as far as F.A. is concerned, he's just, and both our wide receivers, all three of them, Cody Crawford, Devlin Bell, and F.A. are extremely tough kids. And F.A. can catch the ball going up the field, cutting to the outside, and as he demonstrated on that play, running the slant route and going up with the corner pressing him and the safety coming down. And once again, on that play, we had called a vertical to F.A., but they read it that it was cover two and changed it to the slant and hit it. And that was a very big play.
You know, Bill, there's another part of the game early on in the game I thought was really key. You had a couple situations where you had horrendous field position and you moved the football and just shifted field position there that could have got you into some major trouble early on, and I thought that was a key element to the game as well.
It was, just to get a couple first downs. And as a matter of fact, every Thursday we work on a coming out segment of practice, and we just tell the kids, you know, here we are. You know, we're at the minus four. What we need to do is focus on getting to the 14. And then don't worry about the big picture. Let's worry about what's right in front of us. Let's get a couple first downs and shift the negative field position into a positive situation.
Both of these teams are going to win a lot of football games.
Oh, I think
Haslett's going to be
so.
Just fine.
Right.
And
Haslett is a good team, yes.
A lot of experience. They're returning players in that game from last year. I mean, it's unbelievable how much, and the entire CAAC Blue Division, Bill, that you're going to see, obviously, this year, so many veteran players coming back. What a difference a year makes. Obviously, you witness that with your team.
Right. The experience, you know, when we look at this, there's two situations. Either you have this thing called experience or it's just time spent. And the difference is if you learn from what has happened previously, and then apply, you know, adjustments and change a little bit, whether it's scheme, whether it's attitude, whether it's work ethic, whatever it is. But I know in our division, you know, teams like Grand Ledge, like Eastern, Jackson to a degree, as we're watching tape on them right now, and Holt also to a degree. I mean, you can't underestimate the value of kids playing around the block for the second time.
We're talking with Bill Ferracco, coach of the East Lansing Trojans. Big win last night over Haslett, 21-13. Bill, last question. The State Journal, in the preseason football preview, ranked the programs historically and had a very intricate point system to evaluate them. Had East Lansing number two out of 43 teams, of course, legendary success at East Lansing. You look at over the years, 13 league titles and 19 playoff bursts in the last 35 years. Coming off a 3-6 season, what did that do to motivate these guys?
You know, we start meeting with the seniors at the turn of the new year. So last January, but really it started in December, we have what we call breakfast meetings. And once a month we get together and we just talk about things. And this is pursuant of meeting with each of the kids in exit interviews and just private little chats that I have with them and to get a feel for what they want to achieve and things of that nature. And, you know, telling the kids, the seniors, that, you know, okay, now this is your team. Where do you want it to go relative to where what you've seen happen? And you have to understand that no matter what happens, it's your team. And there's a certain legacy tied with that. And there's a tradition that we have here is unmistakable, and now you're the living part of the tradition. So it's what you want to do with it, because it's very, very important. And we, you know, when we talk about the network of alumni that we have, and
right.
It's a very great tribute to guys like Jeff Smith and Jack Piotr, who spent so much time doing such wonderful things with the program.
Well, keep number 8 healthy, and we'll be talking to you again later this season.
All right. Thank you so very much, Jack and Tom, and have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
We'll be right back, and we're going to have our prep football roundtable. Andrea Nelson and Scott Eckersley will join us, and we'll talk about a number of games that we saw last night and what it means. Week 1 of the high school football season. We'll be right back to Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.